John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Times reports that the two-week quarantine period for people arriving into the state from abroad will be lifted for those coming from certain countries, under plans being considered by the government. The paper says that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, told a private call with Fine Gael councillors earlier this week that he is examining lifting the current restrictions for countries which have a low number of COVID-19 cases and a low rate of reproduction. Plans of a future government provide the lead story for the Irish Independent. Hugh O'Connell reports that parents will get more money to offset creche fees, and the state will play a greater role in providing childcare under plans being discussed by the three parties in government talks. He writes that a new streamlined regulation system for the sector and pay increases for staff linked to improved qualifications are also being discussed by Fine Gael, Fine Gael and the Greens. There is more looking to the future in the Irish Examiner's lead story. The paper reports that parents were thrown into confusion yesterday after the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, spoke about students not returning to school in September as usual. Speaking on RTE Radio yesterday, he said it is very hard to see all students back in September, even with a 1 metre rule. He spoke of blended learning, that is, a mix of learning in a classroom and online at home. And he said, we are waiting to see what sort of blended education system we are going to have. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the report that the government is under pressure to scrap plans for teachers to destroy documents used to grade the leaving certificate. The paper says that Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats have criticised the Department of Education's advice under which teachers would destroy securely documents they generate while assessing students for calculated grades. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report about a man it describes as a notorious gangland killer, Cotton Eye Joe Delaney, who it says has been released after serving 20 years for murder. Paul Healy reports that Delaney, now 71, became Ireland's first convicted gangland killer after he abducted and tortured Mark Dwyer. He told the paper he had been framed, Healy writes. The Belfast Telegraph reports that a number of relaxations to the coronavirus lockdown in Northern Ireland have been announced, but won't happen until the 8th of June, and only if the infection rate remains under control. Uncertainty in the hotel sector is the focus of the Irish News lead story. The paper says that hospitality chiefs are warning of job losses on a massive scale. And speaking of hotels, the Independent reports that the former Fine Gael TD, Maria Bailey, has initiated defamation proceedings against the publishers of the Irish Daily Mirror over its coverage of so-called Swing Gate following her claim against the Dean Hotel in Dublin. Yesterday was one of the hottest days of the year so far, and there's more on the way, according to the Mirror, which looks forward to a sizzling bank holiday weekend. The Times reports that there was little sign of social distancing at Dublin's swimming spots yesterday. Nick Bradshaw's photo of one bathing place, Sea Point on the south side, seems to bear that out. The United States is on the minds of three editorial writers. A shameful fault line is how the Times describes the racial divides in that country. The Examiner considers President Trump's executive order about social media and his threat to strongly regulate or close down social media. His threat, the paper says, would be recognised by Hannah Arendt, the German philosopher who has written about how totalitarianism advances. The Independent also comments on President Trump's executive order about social media. There is something preposterous in the truth trampler-in-chief reinventing himself as a champion of free speech, says the writer. Not since the McCarthy era have facts been refashioned so ruthlessly to the detriment of the public.